Good evening and welcome back into the PM Sports page here on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. It's presented this evening by Riverside Travel Mart and Washington State Bank. It is now time for the announcement of our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And I know a lot of times our Athlete of the Week comes in instances where they do a tremendous job and a team is victorious. This week, a tremendous output in a losing effort for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week as senior Courtney Hahn of the Highland Husky softball team is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And Hahn played a very pivotal role in the Huskies regional semifinal showdown with the number 8 ranked Durant Wildcats down to her final strike, the final strike of Highland season. Hahn brought the Huskies even with the Wildcats on a solo home run to the deep part of center field, tying the battle at one. A perfectly executed suicide squeeze, which for those who don't know, a maneuver consisting of a sacrifice bunt with the runner on third base scoring, helped the Wildcats advance to the championship game over the Huskies by a final score of 2-1. But I couldn't not give Courtney Hahn Athlete of the Week for her tremendous effort. And Courtney, thank you so much for joining me and congratulations. I can only imagine how you must have felt Friday night and the rest of your teammates as your season came to a close. How have the last couple of days been as things have kind of set in for you and the team?
It's a little rough. We weren't expecting that. We were expecting to go to our final game, but it's a little bittersweet, you know, to know that you're done with your high school season.
Yeah. What is the most difficult part for you at this moment?
Playing with your teammates. I'm going to miss them. So.
Now, Courtney hasn't heard the final call, and I do want to have her get an opportunity to listen back to the home run call from the other night. And for those at home who haven't heard this yet, Durant is up 1-0. Courtney actually gets down on the count. No balls, 2 strikes. We are going to start the clip when she has gotten it to 2 balls, 2 strikes against her, and this is her home run call.
Missing on a pitch high. Durant wanted it to be strike 3, but that thing about chest level, and once again, good awareness by Courtney Hahn. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody on. As the Durant Wildcats up 1-0. And it is Hahn, a deep drive to center field. It is gone! A home run! A solo home run to save the season by Courtney Hahn! Are you kidding me? Down to her final strike, and the Highland Huskies are right back in it. A solo home run by Courtney Hahn. That, her second home run of the season. And Bailey Walsh and the Highland Huskies are right back in it. We're tied at 1.
Oh my gosh. That is, it's bittersweet.
My favorite part of that has got to be the sweet baby Jesus from the Highland Husky cast right next to me. I paused perfectly for that to get in there, but you talked about bittersweet moment. You know, take me back through that at bat. I mean, you're down to your final strike of your high school career, and you come up with the biggest hit of the day.
Yeah. I was pretty confident. I knew that I could hit the ball. I just needed to place it in a spot that players weren't. So, I mean, I was waiting for a pitch. Like, I knew she threw me an inside pitch, and I didn't want that, so I was going to let that go. Then she threw me a changeup, and I was, like, down in the count, so I was like, give me a strike. So I was like, like I said, I'm confident at the, like, hitting-wise, but and then she threw me that outside pitch, and I'm like, I'm going for it. And it just happened to be on the sweet spot of the bat, so.
You sounded so confident, yet you guys weren't able to hit off her, really. I mean, what gave you that confidence to know that you were going to be able to at least get an extra base hit? I don't know if you thought home run the whole way.
No, I was just thinking like a double or a triple, but I don't know. I guess it's just like I have confidence in myself at the plate, so I don't know if that was what it was, but I don't know.
Courtney Hahn, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, as again, you just heard her home run to the deepest part of center field, tying that game, and that led to the emotional ending. And because you are the catcher for Highland, you were a part of the final defensive play of the season as well. A walk-off suicide squeeze. I mean, I still can't believe it. What do you remember of the play and your reaction to the bold move by Durant?
I saw the girl square around and bunt, and I knew, like, I had to stay behind the plate because of the girl on third base. But it was a hard enough bunt that we couldn't have... I mean, the girl was already sliding into home before we got to the ball. So, I mean, I don't know. We did what we could, but it just didn't come up enough.
Coach Whelan's reaction to the play was, that's what we do. We got beat by our own medicine. I mean, how did it feel losing in a way that you guys, I'm sure, have beaten teams before?
Definitely. I knew it was, like, coming, but just because Durant's a good ball team and they do small ball like we do, but I don't know.
I know last year was a fourth place finish at State, and a regional semifinal exit is not what you want. But you had a 23-6 season. You lost to a team that had more wins than you guys, and they were also ranked as well. Mm-hmm. As you sit here now a couple days afterwards, your judgment on the final high school softball season?
I couldn't be prouder of the team. The bond that we have is like any other team. I'm going to get emotional. I wouldn't want to play for any other team. Sorry.
You're fine. No. You don't need to apologize at all. What is it about this team that is so special? Because I saw it. I mean, I saw the emotion that you're having right now. I saw it on Friday night. This was a tough, tough loss for you guys. And I mean, what is this? What makes this team so special?
We've played together ever since T-ball. So, like, the players on and off, like, on the bench have played. And we've been in the same dugout since my first grade year. So it's just now knowing that that's not going to happen again is just what's hard.
Again, Courtney Hahn, a senior for the Highland Husky softball team, kind enough to give us a few minutes of her time as she is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, a pivotal home run in a game that I don't think can be topped this season as far as action on the field is concerned. You're listening to it here on the PM Sports page, AMN FM, KCII. Let's get off of that for a little bit. Let's talk about some more positive stuff. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, talks a lot about their core values, and I know that you and the rest of your teammates have a lot of those instilled in you from coaches and parents. What are some of those core values that you have in your life?
Hard work, and my dad plays a big role in it. He's coached me ever since I was little, and so he's always taught me to work hard for what I want, and I mean, I guess I carry that over onto the softball team.
As far as Coach Whelan, I know that she is a big influence in all of your guys' lives. What has she been preaching at practice that you think you'll take with you into the next phase of your life?
You practice how you play. Confidence, I guess. You have to believe in yourself on and off the field. So I guess that's what I'll take over to college ball anyway.
And we'll talk about that here in 1 second. Again, Courtney Hahn, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week here on the PM Sports page, AMN FM, KCI. Moving on, Courtney, you know, I hear that most pitchers and catchers have close relationships, especially ones on good ball clubs. And from what I've seen out of you and Katie Springer, you guys have a very close relationship. How has softball influenced your guys' relationship on and off the field over the last several years?
We wouldn't have the friendship that we have without it. She knows, she knows a lot about me because of softball. So, I mean, our bond is, inseparable. So, on and off the field, I mean, she helps me, I help her. I don't know what else.
Do you guys have kind of telepathic conversations sometimes? Because, I don't know, some people can just look at each other and just have a conversation that way.
Yeah, she'll give me that look and I'll be like, okay, I gotta move. Or I'll give her the look, she's like, okay, I gotta finish my pitch. Or if she misses a pitch, I'll smile back at her. She'll be like, my bad. So that's nice.
As far as the rest of the team, I know baseball and softball is one of those sports, at least at the higher levels, where you can have fun with your younger teammates, put them through a rite of passage, if you will. It was called hazing back in the day. Probably not really hazing anymore, but is there any cool things that you did with the younger kids to make them feel a part of the team?
We have team bonding, and so, I mean, Allie Stokes, in the beginning of the season, she was really nervous, and I guess we just kind of treated her like she has been on part of the team, and she fit right in. She's a cool girl.
Was there any of the younger girls that had to, like, you know, pick up the seniors' bags or something like that? Or, you know, I know at the Major League Baseball level, there's, you know, you'll see the rookies with the pink backpacks. Did you guys do anything like that?
They pick up the equipment after the games a lot of the times. They don't want us to do it. That's just how they are. Yeah, we just throw our stuff down, and they're like, okay, we got it.
Again, we're talking with Courtney Hahn, senior from the Highland Husky softball team, kind enough to join us, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Weekend. You mentioned going to college and playing softball. Your team has had a lot of recent success and had a lot of colleges looking at you guys. Where are you heading off to play softball next year?
Indian Hills.
Are you going to be planning on playing catcher there then, too?
I guess my option. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try, but I've already talked to the coach, and she said that she's looking for a utility player to play all around. So, I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to, not just one set position, but to change it up a little bit.
What is it about college softball and just college in general that you are excited about?
The coach. The coach is she's pretty awesome, and the way that she coaches is what I was looking for in a coach. And so, and the girls on the softball team, like the sophomores this year, made me feel like I fit in. And so, like, I guess just like building a team, like our bond again, I guess.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm looking for.
As far as wrapping up your high school softball career, what is the one memory that you can't forget just about the whole 5 years that you played for Highland softball?
I want to say our last regional game last year, our final play, I won't ever forget that. To go to state, that throw from Kelsey Ahura just tops it off.
Take me through it, because, again, I wasn't here last year, so go through that final play with me.
Okay, so we were up 11-6, I think, I want to say, in the final inning, and they brought it, it was like 11-10. They were just hitting the ball off of them, and it was a deep deep hit, and it bounced right in front of Kelsey, our center fielder, and we have been practicing this play, like, all week. And she threw it in, perfect throw, and I just tagged the girl out. And I just remember, like, the whole entire crowd going crazy, and it's just unforgettable.
Would that run have tied the game up?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah, it would have.
Impressive. Again, Courtney Hahn, a part of so many memories in the last several years for the Highland Huskies. Unfortunately, it has come to an end, but not before she is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Courtney, thank you so much for your time, and I wish you the best in your future endeavors. Sports, while they can be wonderful, can also be cruel at times. And, you know, for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, it was a cruel way to have her career come to an end. And I tell you what, our honorable mention athlete of the week had just as heartbreaking of a finish, but I do have to give her our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week honorable mention, as Jordan Carter, a senior for the Sigourney Savage softball team, is the honorable mention this week. She helped the Savages get to the district championship game and had them one strike away from the state tournament. Unfortunately, Jordan gave up a two-run walk-off home run that allowed New London, the second-best team in Class 1A, to advance to the state tournament. I know it's been a heartbreaking week for both Courtney and Jordan, realizing their softball careers are over, but both of them are going on to do better things, and I want to wish them both the best of luck in their future endeavors.